there, big boy. What are you doing out here on this observation platform?
Oh, just observing, that's all. Just observing.
You is a porter, not a passenger. I want you to remember that.
Yeah, but my beds is all made up. Yeah, everybody's all in, including me. Boy, that big woman in upper nine, you know that one?
What about her?
She weighed just 10 pounds more than a horse.
Oh, you mean that one what dropped the strap from the trunk in the aisle?
Oh, that was no trunk strap. No, that was her belt. Ooh-wee. Well, I don't see how a big woman like that can sleep in one of them little hammocks.
Oh, fool, they don't sleep in them hammocks.
Boy, they don't sleep at all. They just keep ringing that bell, what say, porter, constantly.
Boy, what that woman in lower 10 want?
Oh, she the one. She just want me to get a glass of water for her dog, that's all.
Don't you know dogs ain't allowed in the Pullman train?
Yeah, I told her that, but she say her dog had licenses.
Did she show them to you?
Oh, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see no licenses. Well, I had a dog once, and he was just covered with them.
Oh, I can see all you took up in school was fake. I don't see how one man can be so dumb.
Yeah, well, I ain't so dumb that I don't know there's going to be trouble in the morning in lower 12. I know that.
What's the matter there?
Well, I hear that big fellow with them bushy eyebrows saying he beat his wife up every morning.
Oh, fool. He left a call for 7 o'clock and said his wife never did get up late.
Oh, I thought he said he beat his wife up every morning. But anyway, she told me he was the most aggravatingest husband on the train. She say that.
How come? Do he talk in his sleep or something?
No, that's it. She say he just lay there smiling and don't say nothing.
You better do some of that saying nothing and stop insulating the passengers.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Who insulated what passengers?
You insulated that long-haired man in the smoker.
Oh, I didn't insulate him at all. All I said was that I lost a quarter, and if he hadn't helped me look for it, I might have found it.
Oh, hush your mouth.
Well, what's he doing with that pencil and paper he got there? He writes something, and then he rub it out, and then he write it and rub it out. Boy, he's so undecided.
He's an author.
Author?
Sure. He tell me sometime he spend 3 weeks on one line.
Oh, boy, that ain't nothing. Well, I got a friend that spent 10 years on one sentence.
Uh-oh, you talking about the jailhouse now. You must be getting homesick.
We can't get to our destitution too soon for this boy. You know that. Boy, this ain't no kind of good job you got me.
We're going to get heavy tips in the morning.
Yeah, but you can't spend them lead quarters. I tried that.
Suppose they don't come across with the tips, what then?
Boy, then we'll be on our feet again. I'm just 9 cents short of having a dime.
Guess you'll have to pass a hat.
Oh, no, no. You remember, I passed the hat once in Frisco, and I got $1.20.
That's true.
Yeah, then I passed the hat in Chicago, and I got 40 cents and 15 blank cartridges.
That's right.
Then I passed the hat in New York.
Yeah?
And somebody stole the hat.
Boy, tell me, where'd you get that hat anyhow?
Oh, my wife give that to me for a little surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, I come home unexpected one night, and I found it on my dresser.
Uh-oh.